Now, you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1. You like living in the city, don't you?
Oh, I love it. It's so convenient. I can take the bus to work, or the subway, or the taxi. And there is so much to do.
I know what you mean. I'd like to live in the city, but to live in the suburbs is better for children.
Well, there are a lot of good things about suburban living, but as a working woman, I think a city has all the conveniences, including the best food and fastest news.
But there are more trees, grass, and fresh air in the suburbs.
Yeah, but living in a city, it's convenient to go everywhere. There are lots of movie houses, theaters, and so on. You can take them to the suburbs on the weekends.
Yeah, children are the right age. There are lots of things for them here.
You are right. They are at the library in Brooklyn, and they come back home for lunch, then go uptown to the Museum of Natural History. There is so much for young people to see and do.
Not just for young people. What about me? I've never been to the Museum of Natural History.
Neither have I. When I was a child, I used to go to the Museum of Art.
I've been there several times, twice with children.
Well, I have an idea. Next weekend, we go to the Museum of Natural History.
Okay, that's really a very nice idea.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What are the two speakers talking about? Question 20. What does the man think of living in the suburbs? Question 21. Which is true about the man's opinion of the city? Question 22. What do we know about the woman according to the conversation?